Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So if there were a checklist of to-dos in the NFL heading into the 2019 season, heading into training camp next week for the league, I would say at or near the top for Roger Goodell was figuring out the situation with Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who's had the cloud of a possible suspension, you could say possible expulsion from the league at times, hanging over him this offseason, depending on how he's been treated by the news cycle, depending on what audio has been out there on a given week and so forth. Of course, the backstory, his three-year-old son, a broken arm that people believed was through child abuse. The folks in the county that he lives in the Kansas City area, he being Tyreek Hill, the authorities investigated it. They didn't press charges because they couldn't determine how the punishment was inflicted or whom it may have been inflicted by. So it's the case has been dropped by the authorities in Kansas City. The child's been taken from the home of Tyreek Hill and his fiance for several months now. And CPS, I believe, in that area still had a case open, and they've been investigating it. But the NFL season's getting ready to start. So the NFL, as they do, have been doing their best to conduct their own investigation while trying not to interfere with what the government authorities have been doing with this whole thing. Well, at the end of the day, if those of you out there who were just looking at the football side of this, and especially in Houston here, hoping for football reasons for at least a six-game suspension to eliminate Tyreek Hill from the Week 6 matchup against the Texans, and I say this prefacing everything with the most important thing in this whole thing is the welfare of that young child, you're not going to get your wish on a suspension for Tyreek Hill, whether you want it for football reasons or for justice reasons. The NFL has announced that they will not suspend Tyreek. They've done a comprehensive investigation over the last 4 months. They issued a fairly lengthy statement today, but I'll bottom line it here with a couple of paragraphs at the bottom saying the NFL cannot conclude that Mr. Hill violated the personal conduct policy. Accordingly, he may attend Kansas City's training camp and participate in all club activities. If further information becomes available through law enforcement, the pending court proceeding, or other sources, we will promptly consider it and take appropriate steps at that time. So for now, at least, Clint, it looks like Tyreek Hill is free and clear. What's your initial reaction to this story?
It doesn't surprise me at all. I think as Texans fans and doing media here in Houston, it's obviously a story that, because Kansas City's on the schedule week six, and six games is being thrown around, three games is being thrown around. I mean, there's no doubt they're a significantly less dynamic offense in Kansas City if this guy's not on the field. So for football reasons, it's one of those things where you pay attention. I'm not going to say we wanted somebody to get suspended for six games or not, but you pay attention to it and you report on it on a daily basis. And so from the football side of it, it's going to be a tough week six.
Yeah.
Week six is going to be just got a little bit tougher, and I don't think there's any doubt about that, and it's confirmed. But when you talk about the situation, Sean, I know you've got some audio, and I know I heard the extended version of the audio that was released, I guess, 2 weeks ago maybe, and it completely changed my outlook on the situation across the board.
From what to what?
When you hear the initial
the snippets.
Yeah, the snippets that were, you should be terrified of me, you know, blank to the gal, and it was just a very chopped up version that was chopped up to make highlight cuts and to make breaking news, because there was an NFL, one of the most dynamic, sexy NFL players on the planet right now was involved. The audio was cut up in a very unfair, misleading way. And so after I heard the extended version of it, there's a lot of doubt creeps in, not just, would a guy really do that to his son? Well, then you listen to the extended version, and he came across to me as being a father that disciplines his kids. Now, he uses the term, he should be scared of me. I want him to know that if he gets out in the streets and does something wrong, he's got to come home and have somebody to answer to. That's what I took from it. And I, for one, I don't condone anything that happened as far as the kid being injured, but I for one, was disciplined in a way by my mother and my father that I didn't want to come home. I knew, hey, Clint, you might want to pump your brakes, because you get home to Linda Gale, she's going to whoop that tail, and I don't want none of that. I wasn't worried about being grounded.
Yeah.
I was worried about getting that belt across my back or across my butt, you know? And so I'm not that way with my nephew, but I'm very Like, he may tell, it wouldn't surprise me if he told somebody, hey, Uncle Clint's a mean son buck,
yeah,
right? Because I stay on his tail about what he should be doing. When, after I heard the extended version of the audio, that's what I left. That's the feeling I had when I left was, this is a guy that very, very well could be just disciplining his 3-year-old son. And it's a 3-year-old boy saying, daddy's mean.
Yeah, well, and I think the other thing we need to mention, and I want to share my thoughts on how surprised or not surprised I am over the lack of a suspension in just a second, but I think as long as you're bringing up the audio, I think the one thing we need to also point out, too, with that extended audio, the 11-minute version, not the 30-second chopped-up yeah. version that Channel 5 or whatever in Kansas City used for their story, is that it also casts some degree of doubt on what Tyreek Hill came into the league with, which yes. was the allegations, and I, you know, allegations, but he did plead guilty to it, that he abused this same woman, his fiance, when she was pregnant with this child back when he was in college. He pled guilty to it, but there was a lot of back and forth in that audio that if you listen to it, you would start to come away with thinking that maybe he just took his medicine so he could get it behind him, put it behind him, and that maybe she was bending the truth. I don't know that to be true or not. All I'm saying is it's an exchange that maybe changes your view on that a
Absolutely.
Little bit.
There's no doubt. He gave her multiple times alluding to the 2014 incident when he was still in college, correct? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He gave her multiple times in the extended version. He said specifically, did I punch you?
Yeah.
And apparently she got on the stand and said that she did, or in her report said that he had punched her in 2014. And two or three times he gave her the opportunity. And I believe had she been punched, she'd have said, yeah, you punched me. She said she kept responding with, I had bruises on my neck or on my arm, instead of directly answering his question. So, yeah, at the very least, it led you to believe there was some doubt into the 2014 situation and the situation that they're currently in.
As for the suspension, Clint, I hesitate to say I'm surprised or not surprised by anything that Roger Goodell does relative to suspensions, because there's no rhyme nor reason, I think, to how he doles things out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I when Richie Incognito got this suspension last week for 2 games because of the whole thing where he went into the funeral home demanding his dad's head,
right,
his dead father's head, and he was going to shoot
right.
the place up, and he gets 2 games. I'm thinking to myself, I'd love to know how Roger Goodell arrived at 2 games for something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'd love to know what the thought process is, and how, with the domestic violence policy, that subset of the personal conduct policy, some guys get 6 games, and then here's Josh Brown, a kicker who overtly abused his wife multiple times, gets 1 game. I've always joked that Roger Goodell has that big Price is Right wheel in his office that they use for the Showcase Showdown, where you spin it, it goes
sure.
blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And I think he just spins that thing, and whatever discipline it lands on, that's what he meets out. Because I'll be honest with you, just from a purely commonsensical standpoint, I'm a little surprised that Tyreek Hill got nothing because of that one snippet in the audio. Like this one snippet that we're about to play in the audio that you're alluding to, the 11 minutes does change the view on a lot of things. But when you say something like this, when you've got some sort of sketchiness going on in your background with this whole thing, when you say something like this to your fiance, I do feel like it's something that Goodell and the league need to take seriously. And it's this part of the audio right here.
He is terrified of you. And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect.
Me.
It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
All right, so
now, in the extended version of that audio now, included in and around that clip right there, he alludes to the fact that she was fooling around with some other dude. And they're having a conversation. The conversation goes from the kid to the 2014 incidents to the fact that apparently somewhere along the way, he caught her fooling around with some other dude. And so I'm not justifying it or saying that he should. But that was not just a response to our son is terrified and him saying you should be terrified, too, B. That's the way I heard it originally.
I gotcha.
That is not what you take from the whole version.
I get it. But the league is about PR.
Agreed.
A lot about PR. And I'm not saying 6 games for that. I'm just saying, to me, I'm just looking, if I were a czar of common sense, I might have just slapped a 1-game suspension on this thing, used that quote in there to justify it, and then as sort of a subset, either publicly or in the back of my mind as Goodell, thinking to myself, I feel like I need to give this guy a one-game suspension just because of just the whole sketchiness of everything.
Yeah.
If nothing else, just your decision in choosing women.
This is definitely a result of a very dysfunctional, very volatile relationship, and it doesn't surprise that there's issues of all these sorts. Relationships can be extremely volatile.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the deal, Sean, is I think we've got a false sense of what the NFL is. Like, if we sit around and think that Tyreek Hill is the first player to respond to a female or anybody of that nature, that you should be scared of me too. You should be terrified. I mean, my point is if I agree with you that there's seriously some mental, there's some issues there. There's some problems that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
Clearly with Richie Incognito, there's issues that need to be addressed beyond football. But I just think that we on the outside, we look at it and we don't think that these guys are human. It's almost we put them on a pedestal. And so my point is if that type of verbiage gets guys in trouble, hell, there's going to be suspensions all over the place.
Well, I get it. Those conversations go on. Most of them stay private. That one happens to be out there. That's, you know, it's unfortunate. It got
right.
recorded privately.
Yeah.
That's why I say that quote combined with just the general sketchiness of everything surrounding Tyreek Hill, I'm a little surprised that he didn't get something out of this. Kansas City Chiefs fans are rejoicing today over the whole thing. I'm sure they're thrilled that Tyreek Hill is back because he's one of the most dangerous non-quarterbacks in the NFL.
Not one of, Sean.
The most?
There's nobody in the league right now that is as dynamic as he is, and their play calling, their scheming, their head coach, essentially their OC, is willing to use his skill set to the fullest. There's not another guy in the league that's even close to being used in the way that he's being used.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.